Elite.
Week 8, baby.
Yeah, yeah. We almost at the halfway point.
Already?
Already.
Can you believe it?
Oh, I can. I've been watching it every week. Loving
definitely. I'm definitely excited to actually say it's week 8 for sure. Mm-hmm. EC, let's get right into it. I'm not going to hold back. You know, I want to talk about this game right away. Divisional matchup, right? Mm-hmm. Talk about the NFC least. Yes, all the jokes. We know how bad
NFC least.
We know how bad this division is, right? And yes, I am proud to say that my team, as bad as it is at the top of the badness. Okay, I'll take it. Listen, however it comes.
4-1. That tie really came in handy.
Right? How about that? And I was thinking it was going to bite us. As of now, it hasn't as much. We're talking about definitely those Dallas Cowboys, 2-5 coming to the Philadelphia Eagles, 2-4-1, as we talked about. Eagles getting 7. Eagles coming off an extra long week of rest after playing on Thursday Night Football. I think this helps some of their players kind of get healthy. It looks like Jason Peters should actually be back. They're actually going to have the rookie back. Jalen Reagner should be actually back, which is big because, you know, we did lose D-Jack. Someone has to win this division when you think about it. I think this game will have a lot to do with who's actually going to win the NFC East. But I think the Eagles find a way to pull this one out. You know, and Carson Wentz has started to look better, right? Yeah. I like the way he's actually been able to be, you know, in key moments, he's actually found ways to actually make big plays and getting the ball into not names receivers, right? We don't really know these receivers. And honestly, I didn't know who Travis Fulcombe was before. If you would have asked me like week one, I would have no recollection of him at all. But he's making him look really great, right? And it just makes you feel like, hey, is Alshon going to even come back? But that's a whole nother thing. Yeah. But I think definitely for the Eagles, they find a way to win this divisional game and kind of solidify themselves in the number one spot of this horrible division.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking?
Yeah.
How do you want this game to play out? Like, how do you want this division to end up? You want your Birds to win it?
So I'm a little mixed by that. That's a great question. I'm a little mixed feelings about that. Of course, it's like, if you got a chance to get into the playoffs, everybody, you know, what's the common theme? You got a chance to get in there, you never know what's going to happen, right? So, of course, you take it with that mindset. But then at the same time, it's like, I know that our team has so many injuries. I'm not sure of the fight that they're going to actually be able to give to one of those other teams that's going to make the playoffs likely, right? They're actually going to get a home game. Probably we're not, you know, some fans, but we know it's not going to be full capacity. So, you know, it's mixed feelings about it. But if you find a way, this is the thing I do love about it. If Carson Wentz can actually finally get some exposure and experience in the playoffs, can he complete a whole season? Can he actually get in the playoffs, win or lose, just get that a full exposure? As last year, we know he kind of got knocked out of that game. I want to see him complete a game. That in itself would be beneficial enough for this run.
Okay, I like that.
I like that.
Yeah. And Wentz, to be honest, man, he's definitely stepped it up. I mean, we definitely have, like, said that he plays way too much hero ball, but when you really look at it, man, he has to be a hero.
He has to be.
He's definitely stepped it up, and he's making the best of a really bad situation this year with the entire team kind of falling apart around him. Mm-hmm. But I have to say that he's definitely surprised me. I've heard some rumblings in Philadelphia of people talking about bench Wentz.
Of course, this is Philly.
And I think that they're insane if you want to bench Wentz. He's out here making the third stringers actually win games.
You're right. It's no way you do that.
Right. And, you know, we already saw what that looked like last week for the Cowboys. You know, ask them how that played out for them.
Right.
And they were the opposite way. They had the third stringer playing with all this elite talent at wide receiver and running back. They can't figure it out, right?
Yeah.
How about that? That's another part of it. Does Andy Dalton even play this game? That's another part of it. With the concussion, we talked about how bad he got hit on the other episode. It's just like, you know, I'm not sure if he's going to get cleared to play. And that's to you guys' point. It's going to be interesting if the third quarterback has to come back out there. And if that's the case, I'm even more confident in the Eagles winning.
I think Calvin is hands down.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Yeah.
Mm, So we got this a little tougher one here. Those New England Patriots going to be going against those Buffalo Bills. Patriots 2-4.
Cam. Oh my goodness.
Oh, Cam. And then the Bills are 5-2. We also know that the Bills are coming off an ugly win against the Jets, but still a win is a win, right? And as we talked about Cam, or the woes of Cam, he's definitely struggling. We know that, you know, it's not too many pieces, honest. We be frank about it. That offense is struggling to have, like, a lot of weapons or talent for him to actually work with. Right. But at the same token, we know that Cam is in a situation where he has to play. He has to figure it out. The same way Wentz is kind of able to figure it out with less talent, Cam has so much talent in him. He is the talent for the offense. He has to find a way to play better, not turn the ball over, and to actually, you know, maybe use his legs to actually be beneficial. I'm not sure he's going to be able to actually pull it off against the Bills. That is a tough defense. I actually see the Bills kind of coming out with a win. But Cam does play better. I do think he plays better, but I don't think it equates to a win.
I think him going there to New England, I think it was probably one of the best things that could ever happen to him in his career, because I think being under Bill Belichick, he kind of doesn't have any – he's not going to play those games with you, you know what I mean? He's going to give you the leeway. He's going to give you the rope, and he's just hoping that you don't hang yourself. He's hoping that you're able to lasso the other team and get your team to the promised land, you know.
Yeah, he's going
to
demand excellence.
He has – exactly. He has that win-first mentality, and he's not going to give anybody any exceptions at all. So I think that it's going to be a good game. I don't know who's going to win this. I hope Buffalo can pull that out, but – man, oh man, the way Bill is, he's always tinkering with his offense and defense, so it's going to be tough.
I mean, they're giving the Patriots 3.5 points. So, you know, when
on the road, huh?
Yeah, they're giving the Patriots 3.5 because, you know, do you really think the Bills are going to lose 3 games in a row?
It could happen, man. It's not like Buffalo. It's not like the organization Buffalo hasn't done that before.
Okay, I mean, go figure, right? But they started off so hot. You think that this team is going to just completely disintegrate while you look at the Patriots, by the way, who have not looked good this year outside of like those 2 games where Cam just did phenomenal work. They're not looking good, and if you're looking at it from just like face value, the Bills are the better team going into this
game.
They're absolutely the better team, and again, too many pieces on that defensive side injured to really make a difference. I just don't see them slowing down the Bills' running game. I don't see them slowing down Diggs. So I'm definitely taking the Bills. They're going to cover that spread.
No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. All right, I like that. Now, we got a showdown. We talking about those Pittsburgh Steelers, the only undefeated team still in the league, going against, and they're going to be at Baltimore Ravens, who are 5-1, and the Ravens are getting 3.5. Like we talked about, this is going to be definitely a showdown. I expect the Steelers, you know, coming off there. It's tough. I go back and forth with this game because it's like, I haven't seen the Ravens that I've seen of last year, right? I felt like Lamar had a different level of confidence, and I felt that offense was at a different level. And they start, you know, they show flashes of it, but it hasn't been as consistent. But then I feel like the Steelers are beatable. I know undefeated right now, but I feel like they're a beatable team. I think it's going to be a great matchup. And I just look at the quarterback. Can Lamar take the Ravens to another level in this week and kind of pull it out? I think he does.
To me, it just depends on, like you said, Lamar, his factor. Is he going to be the type of quarterback who can sit back in a pocket and, you know, pick him apart, which is going to be real tough? Or is he going to be real aggressive first off and just, you know, start haul ass, and you know what I mean? So if he can get 100 if he can get 100 yards rushing, he can. I think that. Then he could win the game, because then it makes them change their focus or whatever. But I
absolutely.
Mean, If he has a tough day on the ground and in the air, yeah, they're not getting that W at all.
But Ben, he kind of struggled a little bit last week, yeah. Big Ben.
Yeah, but they won even with him throwing picks. Yeah.
Very true. And very true. Good point.
Coming off a bye, like, he well rested. Once he get that, like, he's young. Like, I'm telling you, he's going to come out the gate blazing. Blazing, I think.
Yeah, okay. I'm definitely going to rock with the Steelers this game, guys. I just see that team is playing on a different level right now with the offense, with the way that the offense is clicking. And I can't even believe that I'm saying this in week 8, considering the discussions that we were having in the offseason about this crew. But somehow Mike Tomlin and Big Ben figured it out. They continually knock it out the park with their wide receiver selections.
Yeah, that's a wide receiver factory, you know, I told you.
And then the running game is looking good too with Connor and Snell. So, you know, the Ravens.
It's a lot to like.
Yeah, there's a lot to like about that team right now. And when you look at the Ravens, hey, they've also been playing great, but they definitely showed that there is a chink in the armor in that loss that they took. Mm-hmm. And I can guarantee you that the defensive coordinator to the Steelers is watching and digesting that film to figure out how to attack. The other thing is that Big Ben has like, what was it, like 4 touchdown throws with like, he like, I'm sorry, what was it? It was like 7 touchdowns with like 4 seconds. Like he threw the ball in like 4 seconds as soon as he hiked it. You know, like he's getting rid of the ball quick and he's getting touchdowns with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smart. Smart. He's definitely smart to get rid of it fast. He's getting too old to be kind of taking those hits. He know I got to get rid of the ball. And right? Now, okay?
And he's doing it.
But he's been efficient, though.
He's doing it.
To your point, he's definitely been efficient. But all jokes aside, he's definitely been handling his business. So, yeah, that's going to be a great, great matchup. So we got the New Orleans Saints coming in at 4-2. They're going to be at Chicago Bears that are actually 5-2. This is a great matchup. It's actually a pick 'em. They're not even at this point. It's not a
cover
and no spread on either side right now. I want to see if the Saints are able to actually get those weapons back, because I think they're going to definitely need it against this defense. They're going to need. Last week we know Emmanuel Sanders and Mike Thomas were both out. I expect that if they're going to have a chance of beating Chicago, who's going to be a very hungry team after taking that loss on Monday Night Football, they're going to need all their weapons definitely. So if they're able to get back into the lineup, I do like the Saints on the road finding a way to actually get a tough win in the NFC, which is needed. They want to kind of definitely make sure they keep pace with Tampa Bay. You know, they don't want to kind of let them get too far ahead. So I think the Saints find a way to get another win.
Yeah, I feel the same exact way. Yeah, I just don't think that with a team that's so high octane like the Saints are, I don't think that the Bears will be able to match it. I think their defense will definitely slow them down a bit, but they're going to be able to put up their points. And I don't see Foles really, you know, countering that. He hasn't been consistent at all. Like I'm going to be real with you. I think they need to put Trubisky back in there because he's not a mobile QB. And it seems like that's what they need a little bit right now. Somebody who can roll out the pocket a little bit.
Tell them that.
Crazy enough, right? They did all of that to get Foles and then had Trubisky. He started out great record-wise, be honest with you guys. Yeah. He didn't even lose a game. He lost his job.
Yeah, he lost his job. That's why I said don't tell them that, though, because they wanted everything in their power to put Nick Foles in. Mm-hmm. And now they got what they wanted, right? Because Coach Nagy just absolutely had to play him as a starter. And now you're seeing what he can do. And it was pretty lackluster last night against the Rams. It wasn't.
For sure.
It was not anything, you know, to be envious of. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, he plays best ball when he's with those Eagles. You know that.
He does. He does. But you don't want him here, though.
Right? No. We don't. I'm just saying in general. They're hoping for what he actually was able to do here with the Eagles. They're hoping that they're getting some of that production when they got signed him in Jacksonville. They were expecting that.
And it doesn't
happen. Now we go to Chicago, it doesn't happen. And we know what happened prior to him coming back to the Eagles. So it's just one of those things where I just think he was a good fit for the offense and the offensive players that we had at that time. But
this is the place. This was it. Like anywhere else where they try to find that lightning in a bottle, it just doesn't happen.
At all.
You can't do it with him. But to your guys' point, I am going to rock with the Saints on this game. The Bears' defense is really good.
Yeah.
But their offense keeps them on the field way too long. And that is not beneficial for them, especially when you have Drew Brees, who doesn't even need Mike Thomas to distribute the ball to everyone.
Right. He found ways to get it busy last week. You're absolutely correct with that. But I just think that defense this week, they're going to need them. I don't think they're going to be able to pull, if Drew Reed's going to be able to pull that off again. So I guess the GM in me is hoping that Mike Thomas is back. Yeah, finally. Yeah.
The GM in you is absolutely hoping that Mike Thomas is back. You know, to be honest, I think Drew Brees is hoping that Mike Thomas is back.
But. Right. How about that? That offense is definitely hoping for it. But Kamara has been lights out always, as you know, he's been since he's taken over. So I think that definitely continues for sure.
That guy just gobbles up yardage every game.
Unbelievable. But yeah, come back and check us out next week, week 9, as we have some football discussion. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Elite.